Welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections Podcast. If you do not know me, my name is Ruth Adams. I'm the mother of seven. I'm a second generation homeschooling mama. My children range in age from 3 years old to 17. I'm married to my wonderful husband, Matt, and we live on a small hobby farm outside of Houston, Texas. And I'm just glad that you've joined me today. I am going to be sort of recapping what our summer has been like and just sharing with you some of our adventures and things that have been going on and things that are on my heart and just kind of gearing up for the fall season of the podcast. And just today we'll be sort of just sharing about the things that have been going on with our family over the summer. The Legacy Homeschool Reflections verse for today is Isaiah 30, verse 15. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. The Lord has been using this verse in my life, reminding me in areas of uncertainty, in areas of apprehension, sometimes fear about the future and decisions that are on the horizon, that in quietness and trust will be my strength. I hope that is an encouragement to you, wherever you are, and whatever you are facing, whatever questions you may have, and uncertainties, or painful, broken areas in your heart and life. I pray that that verse is a strength to you as the Lord is using it to minister to my own heart. Well, as I think about today's podcast, first of all, if you hear any noise in the background, I'm actually sitting in our 15-passenger van outside of a restaurant in a parking lot. It's the day that I do grocery shopping, and it's a moment of quiet for me, so I'm trying this out. I've never actually recorded from the car before, but I tell you, it's almost humorous trying to record inside my house. I have to stay up really late at night, and then I can't hardly think straight, and still sometimes we get noises. I know one of the last podcasts I did, the dog started barking, and I was in the back of my master closet, and still the recording picked up the dog barking in the background. I have used nap time occasionally, but still sometimes children get up and walk around the house and shut doors, and it's been a little humorous how many different places in our house that I have tried to record, and it can be very challenging with 9 people living in our house to get quiet. And so today with running errands, I thought I'm going to take the microphone with me and try to record something from the van. So here I am, and I'm trying this out. So if you hear noise, you'll know why. But I guess I'm going to take us back to June of this year, where we kind of started out our summer and we traveled to Columbus, Ohio. And I was just privileged to be able to speak there at the Teach Them Diligently convention. It was my first homeschool convention to ever speak at. And I had 3 sessions, and I had my son Gabriel there with me, helping me for most of the time, and he helped me run the booth and helped me make sure that my laptop and equipment, all the wires and everything, were right before I spoke. And he was just a great help, and I really loved being able to have that time as he stayed there at the hotel with me, and we even prayed together before sessions, and that was just really a blessing to have Gabriel along with me. And I really enjoyed being at the convention all weekend long. We have a vacation house not too far from Columbus, just a couple hours away from Columbus in Ohio's Amish country. We have a vacation house there that we enjoy going to a few times a year, getting away and enjoying a slower pace of life in the beautiful countryside there in Ohio. And so my husband was able to stay at the house with the children, and he came with different daughters back and forth a few times. And so he was there also at the convention a little bit, and I had a few of my children come for an afternoon or so. But my son was there with me the whole time, and I really enjoyed meeting so many people that came up to me either after my sessions or at the booth and just introduce themselves. So if I met you, please know that I really enjoyed each and every one of those conversations. And it was really interesting to reflect back upon because I met many different parents from different seasons of the homeschooling journey. I met those mamas that were a bit apprehensive and were there just checking things out, and they said, well, I'm not even homeschooling yet, but I'm headed that way and I'm doing my research. And there was a beauty in just seeing those mamas that are on the beginning side of the journey and their heart to want to have their children at home, to want to embark on this discipleship process with their children. And then those who were further along on the journey and those who were kind of on the ending side of the journey. Some of those larger families that have been homeschooling for many, many years and are finishing up with their younger children. And it was such a blessing just to see the heart of these parents, no matter what point of the journey they were on. I even met a couple who was homeschooling a grandchild. And so I just really thought there was such a beauty in seeing so many different seasons represented, and yet parents and grandparents with a similar heartbeat to want to spend time nurturing and training their children, grandchildren, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And so that was a beautiful thing to see, and I really enjoyed that. So after the convention was over, I was able to go to our home in Ohio and stay there for about a week and a half with the children. It was just a short little time there. We were able to catch up with some friends and go about the community and visit farms and do some fun things like that. And then we were back in Texas for July, trying to catch up on things in Texas and then gear back up for a pretty much a month-long trip that we took starting now around the beginning of August. We headed towards Washington, D.C. as a family, and we went to Colonial Williamsburg along the way. And my girls really enjoyed seeing Colonial Williamsburg because there were little places there that they had read about in some historical fiction that they have read, and they just enjoyed being able to see what they had pictured in their mind's eye as they read those books. And we also went to Mount Vernon, George Washington's home, and it was so beautiful. And when you go and look on the back of the property there behind his house, you see the Potomac River, and it's just such a beautiful view. I thought, what would it be like to get up every morning and to walk out and see this river behind your house? But it was a beautiful place, and it felt like everywhere we went along this historical trip that we did not have enough time to see it all. It felt like we sort of just scratched the surface on everything there was to see, but we had to move on if we were going to see the next site. So we kept saying, well, we need to have another trip or we go back and see some of these other things that we did not get to see. We also visited the Museum of the Bible that's fairly new in Washington, D.C., and it was very impressive. I believe the owner of the Hobby Lobby craft stores built this museum. It was very well done. And again, we only had a few hours there and we were not able to cover the whole museum. But what we saw was just really inspiring. We saw a demonstration of the Gutenberg Press and about how that enabled more Bibles to be printed, and so that the Word of God didn't have to be written out by hand by scribes, but that copies of God's Word could be printed and put in the hands of more people. And that was really interesting. We were able to see some of the monuments in Washington, D.C. And as we were walking along the main stretch of the monuments there in D.C., there was an ice cream truck, and my husband and I thought, oh, this would be really fun to visit the ice cream truck with our seven children. Since our children are growing up on the farm, I'm not sure how familiar they were with the concept of an ice cream truck. Now, I grew up in Houston, Texas as a little girl, and it was a regular thing that the ice cream truck would come down our street, and occasionally I would be able to have a treat. But I thought, you know, I think some of my children, if not most of my children, have never been to an ice cream truck. So we enjoyed that little simple experience of buying ice cream for all of the children. And then we ended up at the Family Bible Conference in the Washington, D.C. area, and that was very encouraging, and ran into some friends there. That was really a wonderful, encouraging time. And then we went on to Ohio, and I stayed with the children for almost 3 weeks there, and my husband was back and forth a little bit. He had to work here in Texas, and so he was back and forth a little bit. But some of our Ohio adventures during the month of August, we were able to embark on a large-scale canning project with an Amish friend. We actually rent our house out to a tourist and people who are traveling through the area when we are not there. And so we have a very sweet friend who cleans the house for us when guests leave. And she said that she would be happy to teach the girls and I about canning peaches. And so peach canning was a huge deal when we were there in August, and many people were talking about buying and canning peaches. And so she went with us one day to the local market and helped me to pick out peaches that she thought would be good for sliced canned peaches and also for peach jam. And you know, to me, I thought peach was peach, but I learned that there are so many different kinds of peaches. So this was really fun. And the next day, three of my girls, my middle three girls, and I went to her farm, and she had it all set up outside. And this was in August, and this day was already starting to feel like a fall day. She has a massive tree. I think it's an oak tree in her yard, and the leaves were just blowing in the wind. There was this cool breeze, and there was just this feel of fall in the air. And so we sat around outside with big stainless steel bowls and a 5 gallon bucket full of peaches and all the apparatus we need to cut and skin these peaches and get them ready for canning. And then we went into her basement kitchen and we put them in the water bath canner. She has a massive oversized water bath canner, and we began making peach slushy for the freezer and also peach jam. And the smell of the peach jam as it was cooking over the stove, the sugar and the peaches, it was just delicious. And so that was a really sweet time. I was so grateful that she was desiring to share that skill with us, because I did not grow up canning. And this is something that I've really desired for a long time, to learn to can and to be able to fill my pantry shelves with canned goods. And so I had done just a little bit back in the spring. I canned 5 little jelly jars of dewberry jam. I picked dewberries off of our farm in Texas and just tried my hand at canning with 5 little jam jars. But this was on a larger scale. My friend helped us to can 24 quarts of sliced peaches in 12 jam jars of the peach jam, and then also to freeze this peach slushy that had orange juice and peaches and I think a little sugar. And so this was just such a gift that she gave to us to teach us a skill that I felt insecure about. Canning is something that needs to be done correctly in order for the food to be safe. And so when I look at those canned goods now on my shelf, they are beautiful to me. And I told the girls, you know, they don't just speak of food to me. They speak of friendship and of an older lady sharing a skill with a younger lady and of time laughing and talking and sharing together, family and friends, and just sharing life skill together. So good, sweet memories. Then another thing that we did while we were there in Ohio is one of my daughters and I attended an Amish wedding, and that is the first Amish wedding I had ever attended before, and that was a beautiful experience, and the wedding was partly in English and partly in German, and so I was able to get a lot of the gist of what was being said in the ceremony, and a lot of common themes with weddings that I have attended in the past. They were sharing about husbands loving their wives and about wives respecting their husbands. And it was beautifully done. It was very God-honoring, and it was a friend's daughter getting married, and it just really a special time. My daughter and I enjoyed it very much. It was a neat experience for us. And then in Ohio's Amish country, there are some wonderful thrift stores, and we have about 5 or 6 within about an hour's drive of where our house is there. And so every time we go to Ohio, we visit the thrift stores, and they're very different than the local Goodwills that we have in the big city here. You can find some real treasures in these stores, and so we enjoy it. The prices are wonderful, so we always go on treasure hunts when we're there. And then I never grow tired of just driving around the picturesque agrarian countrysides and seeing the barns and the silos and the animals and just the well-manicured farms, the beautiful flower beds. Ohio gets a lot of rain, and so I don't really see people in Ohio watering very much, and yet their flowers and their gardens thrive. Corn is a huge crop there, so you see cornfields everywhere. And so I just love riding and driving along those back roads and looking at all of that. There's a slower pace, so it's a real breath of fresh air, very different from city life. And even though we live on a farm outside of the city, we're pretty isolated where we live. We don't have community around us. We don't have local shopping around us. And when we go to Ohio, our house is close to a very small little village with a bulk food store, with a little local post office, and little Christian bookstore and quilt shop and things like that that we can actually walk to. And so we enjoy for a few weeks at a time getting to experience more of a community, I guess, and run into people we know when we're out and about and be able to get places within 3 to 5 minutes or a walk. And it's just a nice change of pace for us. So we really enjoy it, and we love getting to catch up with friends when we are there in Ohio. So then we needed to, all good things come to an end, and it was time to head home. So on our way back to Texas, we took a different route, and we drove through Oklahoma, where we saw some dear friends who moved to Oklahoma. Now, if you have read my book, Legacy Reflections of a Homeschooling Mama, I have a chapter on there called Life Lessons from the Amish, and I talk about how we had Amish neighbors in Texas, which is very, very unusual, almost unheard of. But for a few years, we had 2 households of Amish. They were related, and they lived 8 minutes from us, and they loved the Lord very much, and we had sweet fellowship with them. We used to gather with them pretty much every other Sunday night and do hymn sings, and they would invite local neighbors who were non-Amish. They were English people. Englishers is what the Amish call anyone who's not Amish. So Englishers from the area, and so we got to meet other people that are in our local area. But anyway, we would sing together, and we would pray together. We would eat together. Our children would play outdoor games like tag together. And in the summer, when the garden was thriving, our children would sit out in the garden with the little Amish children, and they would snack on snap peas from the garden, and just sweet, sweet memories. And the Lord really bonded our hearts together. They were out sort of on their lonesome, away from an Amish community, and we are very much in isolation where we live. And so it was just a sweet 2.5 to 3 years of getting to enjoy them as neighbors and have their friendship. So they moved to Oklahoma early on this year, which has been very sad for us. We felt a great loss, and we were able to go visit them in Oklahoma, and we spent a Saturday night with them, and on Sunday we went to a hymn sing with them, and so that was really a special treat. Well, because we stayed for the hymn sing, we did not roll in back to our home in Texas until around 1 o'clock in the morning on Monday. And that is very late. We do not usually travel those hours. But this was an exception because we wanted to spend time with our friends. So since, I guess, our first week back, it wasn't the easiest week. We brought about a bushel and a half of apples from an fruit orchard in Ohio. So we brought about a bushel and a half of apples back with us and wanted to can apples, apple jam, apple pie filling, apple sauce. And so we were up to our ears in apples, and I thought that we would be able to get home and unpack and have a few days and before we would have to jump into this apple canning. But I was wrong, because on the way home, unfortunately, the apples got moved around and bumped and were starting to show some bruising, and so we had to jump right into this apple canning. Well, what I didn't realize is we were going to have a power outage in our house twice that first week. This was all last week. So we had a power outage twice, and one of those times was when I had been canning for about 5 hours, and I was in the middle of a huge mess with the water bath canner boiling on the stove and other things in the Instant Pot cooking, and just fruit and food all over my counters, and I was there in the dark, and so that was rather challenging. But I couldn't find my iPhone when the power first went out, and I was like a blind person just feeling around the countertops that were covered in food and apple peels and all this stuff, and I just prayed, Lord, I'm in the dark. I was home alone with a few children, and I said, please help me find the phone, and he did. I found the phone, turned the flashlight on, and worked with the light of the flashlight. So we got all of that finished up last week. We also ended up having a major plumbing problem in the house and had to call out a plumber, and, you know, just it seems like there's always something and the unexpected, and so it was challenging, but I am thankful that all those apples were canned and that we are finally getting unpacked, and the fall plans seem to be really pressing. We're trying to figure out our fall schedule because many things are on the horizon and coming up and things we are looking forward to, but just seeking to look to the Lord so that we can plan these things out and know where we're headed and what the plans the Lord has for us. And so that's kind of what has been going on this summer. I'm not really giving a lesson on this podcast. I'm just talking to you all as friends and sharing with you what's been going on with our family. I thought I would also share just some things that are on my heart. I have really been feeling the winds blowing in the changing seasons of life. My youngest just turned 3 at the end of August, and I finally just transitioned her from a crib to a big girl bed. I think knowing that she is our last, I just have wanted to hold on to her babyhood as long as I could. But something about turning 3, I just said, you know, we've got to get her in a big girl bed. So I went to IKEA, and that was a big mistake. I don't recommend IKEA on a Saturday, but I went and bought her a big girl bed, and it's actually a great little bed for her, and she's loving it, and I like it because I can lay down in the bed with her and read her a story at nap time or bedtime and sing with her and cuddle with her. So it's working out really well. But It is hard when you know this is the last, and we'll probably talk about that on another podcast, why she's our last. But I nearly died when I had her, and I'm not able to have more babies, and that's been really, really hard to accept that. So I'm just cherishing these little years with her and treasuring the moments in my heart. And as I'm processing that, I'm also seeing my oldest is 17 and she should graduate next year. And so I feel the winds of change with her and just praying for her future and what God has in store, and talking to her and my husband and I talking and us praying and just asking the Lord, what are His plans in her life? So on those are my bookend children. You know, I have the youngest three, the oldest 17, and everything in between. And just realizing my children are growing up very, very quickly. And I think there's definitely great joy in seeing your children growing up and seeing all that God is teaching them, seeing them mature, seeing the spiritual insight God is giving to my oldest. And yet, you also feel a sense of loss and realizing that the seasons are changing. And so we have no more babies now. And the children are just growing up so fast. The years are flying by. And so the verse I shared at the beginning of the podcast, in quietness and trust shall be your strength. I was reading something by Elizabeth Elliot, and that verse was in her writing. And the Lord just really has been having me dwell on that and bringing that back to my attention with the changing seasons, with the loss of being able to have more babies, with knowing my oldest is going to be graduating and is almost grown, and that things are changing. Sometimes it can feel like life is going too fast and it's hard to keep up, and there can be some anxiety over uncharted waters and what's next and how is all this going to work out. And the Lord is just right now in this season of my life, He's telling me that in quietness and trust shall be my strength. It's so important that I'm quiet and that I trust. I tend to want to get anxious and just feel like I have to have answers now about the unknown future. But the Lord is growing me. And I've been thinking about the fact that when you are a new mother, there's so much to learn. And I remember when I had my first, and I didn't have a clue what I was doing in many ways, because I'd worked with children for years in church, but I never had, I mean, my only sibling was born when I was 3.5 years old. So as I was a young lady, I didn't have younger siblings. So this whole constant 24/7 baby care was a new thing, and I had so much to learn. But as I had baby after baby, I started to understand babies better and what their cries meant and how to soothe them, and just more experience, and I began to feel more confident. But now I'm in a new season where I am on the verge of launching adult children, and I feel like there's a lot to learn again, and sometimes that can be scary. And so the Lord is really using this verse, "In quietness and trust shall be your strength," from Isaiah 30 verse 15 right now. And that's kind of a season that I'm in and something that the Lord is teaching me. And so I'm sure that theme will come up again on the podcast, because that's where I'm at and that's what the Lord is working in my heart. Now, in the days ahead, I'm really looking forward to podcasting more and just sharing lessons God's taught me from the past, what He's teaching me now. And I know that many of the episodes I will be sharing from a place of not what I've mastered, but what God is teaching me, and that God can be strong even in my inexperience and even in my weakness, that He can give me a message as He teaches me. And so I am excited about the days ahead. I'm excited about recording more and sharing more with you. And I just hope that it's an encouragement to your heart, because we're all in this together, mamas. You know, when we have chosen to raise our children, to disciple our children, to homeschool our children, we have a common heartbeat, and we need to be there for one another, encourage one another with the things that God is teaching us. So I hope that this has been a blessing to you today. I encourage you to look me up on Facebook, my author page, Ruth L. Adams, and you can follow me on my blog, Training at Hearts at Home24.blogspot.com, and find me on Instagram. And the book I published last year, Legacy Reflections of a Homeschooled Homeschooling Mama, is available on Amazon at Grace and Truth, at Sony Elise Christian Books, and through Family Renewal. And I just hope that you have a blessed day. May the Lord strengthen you today. As the seasons are changing for many of us, may He give us grace and wisdom to depend upon Him. And may we remember to be quiet and to trust Him, and He will be our strength. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will look forward to talking with you next time. Thank you, and God bless you.